Hello. This podcast is AI generated, so please read the disclaimers. Follow us on Apple and Spotify. The TJX Companies, Inc. NYSE, TJX. Q2 2024 Earnings Conference Call August 16, 2023 11 a.m. Eastern Time. The TJX Companies have performed well in Q2 2024, with sales, profitability, and earnings per share all surpassing their projected plans. The significant 6% overall comp sales increase was driven by customer traffic. Furthermore, the performance of the company's largest division, Marmax, was exceptional with high single-digit increases in both comp sales and customer traffic. Profitability increased noticeably compared to last year due to merchandise margin. TJX's Q2 net sales grew to $12.8 billion, a rise of 8% compared with the second quarter of fiscal 2023. Positive outcomes were also seen in terms of consolidated pre-tax margin, earnings per share, and segment profit margin. Looking ahead, TJX is optimistic about its plans for the remainder of the year. The company has observed an excellent buying environment and outstanding merchandise availability. Consequently, TJX has improved its full-year outlook for comp sales, pre-tax profit margin, and earnings per share. On the other hand, challenges faced by the company include adapting to changing consumer preferences and meeting the demands of a wide customer demographic. The company also needs to maintain its strong relationships with its large vendor universe to ensure a steady supply of merchandise. TJX Companies is increasing its full-year profitability guidance, with consolidated sales expected to range from $53.5 billion to $53.8 billion. Including around $800 million in additional revenue from the 53rd week in the fiscal year. The full-year pre-tax profit margin is expected to be between 10.7% to 10.8%. The firm has seen a significant increase in its pre-tax profit margin over the past year, with a rise of 90 basis points to 100 basis points compared to the adjusted pre-tax profit margin of 9.7% in fiscal 2023. It is focused also on increasing adjusted gross margin, expecting a rise of 180 basis points to 190 basis points compared to last year. The increase in margin is attributed to lower freight costs and a benefit from merchandise margin. However, the guidance assumes headwinds from supply chain investments and increased distribution center wages. TJX Companies is also expecting full-year selling, general, and administrative, SG&A, expenses to reach about 19.1%, a 120 basis point increase from last year. The business is also predicting full-year earnings per share of $3.66 to $3.72. The company reported a strong showing across gender, age, and geography, boosted by positive consumer response to the appealing merchandise mix. The team expects additional traction with younger customers, including Gen Z shoppers. The 53rd week is expected to deliver about $800 million to the top line and beneficial impacts to earnings and pre-tax profits. The company has increased the total comp by 3 to 4%, driven by strong sales and successful freight initiatives. The business is not expected to be affected by changing consumer behaviors in the suburban or urban areas, and further opportunities are expected with the closure of competitors like Bed Bath & Beyond. The company's operational strength in the home goods segment is expected to help further gain market share. Despite an observed moderation in ticket price, customer demand remains positive and the company's strong sales performance differentiates it from the competition.